Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, July 27, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Ministry in Afghanistan grows in spite of instability. Believers respond to needs in Chad. And while drought stresses Tanzania's relief structure, Christians continue their response. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, Taliban violence forced a one-month delay for Afghanistan's presidential election, now slated for October. The rising tensions have left their mark on humanitarian aid efforts. International security forces have stepped up patrols in trouble areas like Kabul. In spite of that, International Aid has a team in Kabul working at their clinic. IA's Miles Fish.
The clinic that we started there almost 2 years ago continues to function quite well, continues to serve 80 to 100 patients every day. And the team that's there right now is exploring additional opportunities there might be for us to expand our ministry. So we're quite optimistic about what opportunities are that the Lord's providing for us there in Afghanistan.
Fish says their teams have strong indications that in post-Taliban Afghanistan, the church is growing.
It is not an easy place. Perhaps that means that's the most important place for the message of Christ to be shared. But the indications we have are that the message of Christ is indeed spreading and people are responding to it.
Pray for the team's safety as they return home next week. Elsewhere, World Vision Aid has hit the ground in Chad. Refugees fleeing Sudan's continued fighting have been living in dried-out riverbeds. However, the rainy season forced them to flee to higher ground. World Vision will be distributing food to the refugees. A team is already at the site in northeastern Chad distributing emergency survival supplies. World Vision teams say they're representing the hands and feet of Christ as they meet the overwhelming physical needs. Pray as they begin meeting spiritual needs. You're listening to Mission Network News. Tanzania's year-long drought has created a food shortage threatening nearly 2 million people. Among those are more than 11,000 Compassion-sponsored children. Food prices in some areas have doubled and available jobs have dropped as dramatically. Compassion has distributed nearly $500,000 to avoid a food crisis. Pray for the staff and the partner churches as they work to meet the needs. Next, Ghana's government is breathing a sigh of relief after the United States canceled over $1 billion in debt. The country can now focus its efforts on the World Bank-sanctioned Poverty Reduction Strategy Program. Oasis International Ministries' Art Speck says they're doing their part to help at their school located in Pram-Pram.
We are doing biblical and vocational training. Although we are just a young school, we've only been operating for 2 years. We're starting in our third year. We're looking to expand what we are doing.
Speck says the timing of the expansion is in God's hands.
As the finances come in, we have more finances to expand and to put up the building for the vocational wing. And as we get more teachers, we would like to offer classes such as carpentry, plumbing, electrical work, batiking, hair care, sewing, things like that that can be done in the village.
And did you know that only 2 to 4% of women in a crisis pregnancy choose adoption? Brooke Boyson knows that situation.
A lot of girls out there don't have the kind of support. When I was pregnant, I had huge support from my church and from my families and my friends. They were so supportive, and I had so much prayer going out to me. And I don't think I could have made it without that.
Now a 21-year-old married mother, Boyson works with Adoption Associates to use her experience as an encouragement to other women in similar circumstances.
People think when you make a mistake, especially by having an unplanned pregnancy, when you make that kind of mistake, it's a visible mistake. You can't hide that. Something that God has shown me that I can do is I can show His love by letting them know that people make mistakes, but God forgives them. That's why Jesus died.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.